NPR.
This is The Indicator from Planet Money. I'm Adrian Ma.
And I'm Sally Herships.
Sally, it's so good to have you back.
It's so nice to be back. Thank you so much for having me.
On a special day, right?
Oh, yeah. It is Jobs Friday.
That's right. The latest Bureau of Labor Statistics report came out, and it said employers added 303,000 jobs in March, and the unemployment rate fell to 3.8%.
Those are some good numbers.
Totally. Very hot jobs numbers this month. And many of these newly added jobs will probably be asking candidates to have a four-year degree. You know, that's a pretty common thing to see, right? And yet, only 40% of Americans actually have a four-year degree. That's not even half the country. So it makes sense that during a recent State of the Union, President Biden said he's focused on high-paying jobs that do not require a degree.
Creating tens of thousands of jobs, many of those jobs paying $100,000 a year and don't require a college degree.
And we have seen a small uptick in employers dropping degree requirements, but it's a pretty small uptick, not even 1% over the previous year. So the number of employers dropping these requirements is increasing, but only at a snail's pace. Why?
Well, on today's show, we are going to start by checking in with an economist who's tracking the issue and with some workers without degrees to get their take on the job market, starting with Beyonce.
What? No way.
Oh, way. So way.
Okay.
Okay. Maybe not, maybe not fully way. Maybe not Beyonce, Beyonce. But our Beyonce is also really good at her job. And like Queen Bey, she also doesn't have a college degree. So stay with us.
Support for NPR and the following message come from State Farm. As a State Farm agent and agency owner, Lakeisha Gaines understands the support small businesses need.
Every day, we get the privilege of helping people to recover from the unexpected, realize their dreams, and help manage the risk of everyday life. And for small business owners, we help them to think about all the things that are necessary so that they can continue to run their businesses successfully without interruption. As a business owner myself, I first reflect back to the experiences that I have. So we look at their liability, we look at their retirement, we look at the interruption coverage, everything that they need in order to continue to operate efficiently.
Talk to your local agent about small business insurance from State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Arctic Wolf. Their researchers have released the Arctic Wolf Lab's 2024 threat report. Why will 2024 be a volatile year for cybersecurity? Learn more and get your copy now at arcticwolf.com/NPR.
So we'd like to introduce you to our Beyonce.
And I just have to ask you, I'm so sorry. Are you named after Beyonce, Beyonce?
I am.
Do you think it helps when you're applying for jobs to be named Beyonce?
Honestly, I don't really know. Maybe.
And in fact, Beyonce has been in the working world for a while. Currently, she has a job at the county clerk's office in Hillsborough County, Florida.
So this is not the first job that I've had. I've been working since I was in like 10th grade, I believe.
When she was in high school, Beyonce had a job at Publix. It's a local grocery store chain. But after graduating with her high school diploma, she started full-time at the clerk's office and kept working part-time at Chick-fil-A. She has this friend, Santiago Zambrano. They have kind of similar career paths, so far at least. Santiago is also 19. He also doesn't have a college degree. And last year, like so many people do, he went to a career fair. And one table there caught his eye for the clerk's office from Hillsborough County.
And the first thing that I saw was the clerk's office. And I said, this is very interesting.
Yeah, the clerk's office was hiring and no college degree required.
I said, wow, I mean, working at the courthouse without having any college degree, it sounds like an amazing opportunity. I said, okay, let's go, let's apply. And here's the result.
Santiago got the job part-time. That's how he met Beyonce. They met on their first day at work. But remember, these guys just graduated high school. They went from having lockers, like social studies and gym class, to the adult workplace.
And they represent this really important problem the job market is trying to figure out as it shifts away from degree requirements. And that is, if workers don't get a college degree or go to trade school, where do they learn their skills? Santiago says he trained on the job.
I have a lot of skills that I have learned. For example, something very, very important, answering to emails in a very professional way.
Yeah, before this, Santiago says he didn't really send emails, right? Because he's a teenager, mostly sending Instagram messages, TikToks, that sort of thing.
Oh, can you tell me, so what's a professional email like? What did you learn?
So, for example, if there's any document that I need to send to another department, it will be straightforward. You know, I will say good morning, good afternoon. Maybe I hope you're doing well. And then it's to the point. This is a document, attaching the document. Thank you.
And Santiago's coworker, Beyonce, says her skills have also leveled up on the job.
So I would definitely say my customer service skills, like most definitely.
It's a courthouse, right? So she's often dealing with people who can be pretty upset. We're talking about restraining orders and domestic abuse cases.
Figuring out how to get and provide training outside of school is becoming more important for employers and workers. Fewer Americans are going to college. These numbers have been steadily declining for years. But recently, enrollment in trade school has been rising. For example, 20% more students signed up to study construction compared to the year before, and more students are training in computer science and also mechanics.
But let's look at the big picture when it comes to four-year degrees. About 70 million people got hired in the U.S. last year. Out of that, about 97,000 got jobs where employers had gotten rid of a degree requirement from the year before. Those numbers come from the Burning Glass Institute, which is a nonprofit in Philadelphia that analyzes the job market.
Alex Martin is a fellow at Burning Glass. She walked us through who's making changes and why. Like, for example, there are obviously some professions like medicine and law where rigorous academic training makes sense. She says, start by imagining all the executives from all the companies that are hiring at a party in your living room.
I think lots of folks at the party, if this were a party of hiring executives, would be willing to tell you that they were interested in and excited about expanding the applicant pool and looking at workers without degrees.
This sounds like a very stressful party, by the way.
I know. What do you wear? Office casual?
But Alex says only about 20% of all the companies she tracks are following through. At our hypothetical party, that 20%, they're in a little group hanging out by the chips and dip. Alex calls them the leaders.
It's only the people around the chips that seem to be willing to put their money where their mouth is at the moment.
The industries making the biggest change within this group tend to be in real estate, admin support, and public administration. But there are two more groups at our party. The next group, they are loafing on the couch, hogging the comfortable seats, not really doing much. Alex calls this group in name only. These employers remove degree requirements, but then crickets.
We just didn't observe anything that happened really interestingly to your hiring trend. Like neither positive nor negative.
Approximately 45% of companies fall into this group. And finally, the last group, hanging out by the party punch, spiked with who knows what, are the backsliders.
About a fifth of firms we called backsliders, who drop degree requirements and then, as far as we can tell, increase the share of folks they hire with degrees.
What? So they said that they were moving in the direction of hiring fewer people with degrees, but ultimately hired more?
Yes.
Alex says that's not super surprising. Older workers are less likely to have degrees than younger ones. Each year they retire, and as new younger workers jump into the labor pool with a big splash, every year that pool becomes slightly more skewed with degrees. And that's what employers are used to, using a college diploma as a kind of symbol or shortcut.
Reminds me of when I was a little kid and I got a Girl Scout patch. Like, it was like, you know how to make hot chocolate. Here's your cooking patch.
But degrees are sort of less specific than that even. It's not like you come out of college and you have a coding patch and a writing patch and a communication patch. You come out of college and we say you have a bachelor's in writing or English. And employers are supposed to be able to take that and try to figure out what patches you have. But
right.
They don't know.
Right. Maybe you're really bad at hot chocolate,
yeah.
Right? Alex is hopeful that more employers will drop degree requirements where it makes sense. She says it benefits the economy as a whole because in jobs where degree requirements are dropped, workers usually get a 25% average increase in pay. And that means they tend to stick around longer. So employers save on hiring and retention costs, too. And you know what? That would make everyone at our party happier. Don't you think?
Party on. This episode was produced by Julia Ritchie and Angel Carreras, with engineering by Valentina Rodriguez-Sanchez and Neil Rauch. It was fact-checked by Sierra Juarez. Kate Cannon's our editor, and The Indicator's a production of NPR.
If you've never donated to the NPR network before, that's okay. Public radio is available to everyone for free. But we do rely on listener support from those who are able to give. So join the community of supporters for Public Media Giving Days, coming up on May 1st and 2nd. Please give at donate.npr.org, and thank you.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Mint Mobile. From the gas pump to the grocery store, inflation is everywhere. So Mint Mobile is offering premium wireless starting at just $15 a month. To get your new phone plan for just $15, go to mintmobile.com/switch.
Support for NPR and the following message come from FX's The Veil, an international spy thriller starring Elizabeth Moss. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. Now streaming only on Hulu.